If you're managing to get out for your daily exercise, then I'm sure you, like me, will be noticing and enjoying the many drawings and paintings of rainbows in windows as you walk by. I love seeing them. They're so full of colour and joy and hope in a time that, for many of us, is very difficult. Rainbows have long been a symbol of hope, of healing, and of faith for a better future. In the Bible, we first read about rainbows in the book of Genesis, chapter 9. The great flood has finally passed, and Noah and his family have finally left the ark. There, God blesses them, and then he makes them a promise, as we read, starting at verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you, and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." After this, rainbows are only mentioned in two other books, Ezekiel and Revelation, and in both they appear in the context of visions of the throne of God. Ezekiel describes a brilliant, glowing figure on the throne, and in awe writes that, like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. John, meanwhile, collapsed on his knees in wonder, witnesses a rainbow encircling the throne of God amidst flashes of lightning and rumbles of thunder. I love that rainbows surround the throne of God, because it's a reminder that God never forgets his promises, even if we do. Now, this Easter we can't go into the church building. We can't walk up the hill with the cross. We can't physically gather with friends and family. We are prevented from doing so much of what we normally associate with Easter time. Something we might do, however, is go for our one walk a day and see all the lovely pictures of rainbows. And so I want to use the image and theme of the rainbow this evening to point us in the direction of the Easter story and ultimately in the direction of Jesus. Now, firstly, I want us to think about how, just as the rainbow is a reminder that God rescued Noah and his family in the ark, so too it's a reminder that in Jesus, God brought rescue for all of us. Titus 2:11 says that in Jesus, the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. And 1 Peter 3 says that the ark itself symbolizes baptism and a clear conscience towards God. Just as Noah would have been lost without the ark, so we would be lost without Jesus. So the rainbow reminds us of God's rescue through Jesus. And secondly, just as a rainbow can only come from rain, so we remember that Jesus had to go through the darkness of suffering and death to bring us eternal life. In John 12:24, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Why did Jesus have to die? He died taking all our sin and shame and evil and wrongness upon himself, so that it was nailed to the cross with him. And there, judgment was poured out upon all our evil, even as we stood at a distance watching. In the New Living Translation, Colossians 2:13-15 says that you were dead because of your sins and because of your sinful nature that was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Just as the rainbow appears in the clouds as the rain passes, so the resurrection of Jesus appears after the horror of his crucifixion to show us that sin is truly defeated and the power of death is broken. Thirdly, the rainbow is a reminder that yes, God judges. God judged our sin on the cross through Jesus, and praise God that he did. Without God's judgment, we would be truly lost. God's judgment is the foundation of our hope, because God's judgment is an expression of his mercy. He refuses to abandon us. He refuses to abandon this world, refuses to let sin and evil run its full course to its inevitable and horrible end. Instead, God steps in to make things right. In Jesus, we see the pinnacle of God's judgment, as sin is dealt with and death is defeated. But we're also reminded that this is not the end of the story. Jesus will come again to finish what he started, to set all things right and make all things new. As we read in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. And in Revelation 21, he who was seated on the throne with that bright rainbow encircling him says, behold, I am making all things new. And finally, just as the rainbow reveals the full, glorious color spectrum of sunlight, so Jesus reveals the fullness of God's love. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus. 1 John 4:9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, showing us in human form what God is like and demonstrating God's incredible love for us by taking on that rescue mission, giving up his throne and his glory for a dusty stable and a cruel cross, all for the sake of us. So as you walk along the street and see all the lovely pictures of rainbows, or perhaps even spot some in the clouds this Easter, I hope you'll be reminded that no matter what happens in this world, God is still working for good and will set all things to rights when Jesus returns. I hope you'll be reminded that this is God's world, and that even when calamity comes, God remains with us just as he was with Noah, faithful to his promises, merciful in judgment, determined to rescue, and mighty to save. And I hope you'll be reminded of the resurrection of Jesus, how the light of his life broke through the darkness of death, just as sunlight pours through the clouds after a storm, and how his resurrection is a sign for us of the resurrection life we are all promised to share with him who was the firstborn from the dead. During Holy Week, we often reflect on the highs and lows that Jesus and his followers faced at this time. The giddy high of Palm Sunday contrasting brutally with the crushing blow of Good Friday, where for Jesus' disciples, all hope must have seemed completely gone. How terrible for them on that first Easter Saturday, still convinced deep down that Jesus was their Savior, and yet utterly crushed to have witnessed his apparent death and defeat. When we face our own Easter Saturday moments, our own Easter Saturday seasons, let's remember that rainbow in the clouds, those rainbows drawn on paper, posted on windows, hanging from gates, reminding us that in Jesus, the storm is not the end of the story, because Sunday is coming. Amen. let's finish our time together this evening with a song. It's one that will be new to many of you. It's called Every Good Gift. The words will be on the screen if you'd like to try singing along. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my heart. You are the truth and the way. You are the light in the dark. You are the hope of the earth. You are the bright morning star, O God. One thing I know is you are good. You are the Father of life. You are the author of love. You set the rhythms of time. You stretch the heavens above. Your thunder rolls in the evening sky. Your glory shines in the morning light, O God. One thing I know is every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Your light shines and my heart glows. And every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Your light shines and my heart glows. You are the Father of life. You are the author of love. You set the rhythms of time. And you stretch the heavens above. Your thunder rolls in the evening sky. Your glory shines in the morning light, O God. One thing I know is you are good. One thing I know is you are good. One thing I know. Every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Your light shines and my heart glows. And every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Your light shines and my heart glows. And mercy, provision, and healing, compassion, freedom, redemption. Your light shines and my heart glows. In mercy, provision, healing, compassion, freedom, redemption. Your light shines and my heart glows. And every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Light shines and my heart glows. And every good gift flows from your heart, from the Father of the heavenly lights. You don't change like shifting shadows. Your light shines and my heart glows. One thing I know is you are good. One thing I know is you are good. One thing I know is you are good. And now may God, the keeper of promises, bless you from his eternal throne with the abundance of Jesus Christ, his Son, in whose name we ask it. Amen.